Red LK. Patrick, I turned on the, got out of the shower and turned on the radio about 20 after, and the net was over. Been sweet, I like that. How are you doing this evening?
Just sitting here, finishing up a TV show, and then I'll be heading to bed.
I'd be going to bed, but I wanted to have a cup of tea. Took a shower and wanted to relax a little bit. Shut up. I know what you're going to say.
Love to have a cold glass of sweet tea right now.
Yeah, well, it's not cold, and it's not, well, it is sweet. It's got honey in it, but it's very relaxing.
Considering I've only had water for months now, it wouldn't take much to sweeten tea.
Could drink unsweet tea since you haven't, it's been that long.
KI4LZI. I know I talked to him Sunday. See, I might have talked to you too. But someday I want y'all to look at that sign. I think y'all be surprised.
I took a look at it the other day. It's got some really nice stuff on there. It's very interesting. There's more than I could read in one sitting.
Known about it for years now. I learn something new on it all the time. Go ahead, Pat.
Said it yet, Andy, but I've got it wrote down in there on my notes to take a look at it, and just haven't got there yet.
It's literally radio history, as it says on some of that. Like those RAC, RHA receivers that was on the carrier in 1937 that heard Earhart out in the Pacific before she went down. Literally history. Go ahead, Shane.
It's fascinating how long radio's been around and what it's been a part of. And considering it started out, what was just a, I guess it was a spark gap, is how they kind of started out. Sending messages back and forth over their airwaves anyway. I think that was the original. But it's pretty fascinating.
It wasn't that site. Well, they got some of that there. It was on another website. I done forgot it about the telegraph, wire telegraph. Then it went to spark gap, which is RF. And that's how the RF continued. Go ahead, Shane. KI4. No, what you are, Shane. Pat, KI4LZI.
Which one of them come first, but I figured it was the wire telegraph, but wasn't sure on that one.
They had the wire telegraph during the Civil War. They did. I know it was first, because they had it during the Civil War times. Go ahead, Shane.
I know is how heavy those handy talkies were that they carried around with those wires all the way across the country. I'm joking, Andy. No, yeah, it was wire first, because it was telegraph wires were strung up all over back in the 1800s.
And a lot of course, I know some of that can be fictitional, but a lot of your old Western movies talks about the wire telegraph, like the wire telegraph went to Dodge City and some criminals cut the wire somewhere out of town somewhere and they were out of communications for that short period of time. Yeah, that was first. Go ahead, Pat.
All the time on the old Westerns and that kind of thing, and I remember it when I was watching Little House on the Prairie series too, when they were putting the poles up and stringing the wire up.
Yeah, now, of course, you know, it's hard to say for sure. Some of it may vary or may not. Right near the end on the Little House on the Prairie TV series, there at the Olson store, they had a telephone in there and one or two other places where they had a wire telephone at that time. go ahead, Shane.
Technology has certainly changed. Some of it's better and some of it's not better, but we'll leave it there. I do enjoy radio, though. It's still fascinating that I can push this button and somebody can hear me right down the road, Andy, or across the mountain, Patrick, or around the world if you get on the right frequency.
That's why it's still fascinating, as Tom calls it, the magic in it.
AI4LZ guy, all that history that's on that side, I tell you, there's most every vacuum tube, including the stuff, spark gap, and those other entertainment receivers like I was talking about concerning the 16-speed records. You can look and read on that about those entertainment receivers they had there with the AM medium wave radio and the record player combined. They'll tell you on some of those very early ones that the needle would dig in and mess up the records. And that's the reason why the 16-speed didn't go for very long until they went to the 78s. And prior to the 16-speed, that was the spindle type set up.
Inherited a large console speaker system, I think from the 60s, several years ago. I don't have it anymore. I wish I'd kept it, but had a radio receiver in it and a record player and a whole big collection of vinyls that some of them were back from the 20s and 30s, and they were hard plastic, it felt like anyway, and heavy, and they might have one song on it, and it, you know, wasn't the full size like the later versions were, but it was still a pretty big record and very heavy and very brittle. But you put it on there and it would, I can't remember what speed it played at, but it would have one song and it would just skim across that pretty quickly. Then the song would be over and that was the end of that record.
Bakelite material that they were made out of before vinyl.
Well, see, I was surprised, you know, I didn't know all this until between those two websites, archive.org and RadioBoulevard.com, that I put this together, two and two together, especially after me and Larry JBQ talked to me about it, about that 16-speed business. I got right up here on the other side, what room I hadn't played in a long time. I don't even know if it still does, from the early 80s. Monophonic type record player, and it happened to have that 16-speed on it. And I remember that all these years, and, you know, I have never even heard until all this about a 16-speed record. You know, I knew about the 45s and the 33 and the 30s and the 60s and the 78s way back until you get to that. Between those two websites, I kind of started putting all this stuff together and understanding it better.
Okay. Well, Andy, it's nice that we've got websites that we can that store all this stuff and have all this history on it. It's very easy. We don't have to go down to a library. We don't have to check out a book to read all this stuff. It's kind of nice to be able to just sit in our chair at home and read about all this information. But anyway, I've finished my cup of tea and I'm going to go hit the bed. I got to get up early. As you know, Patrick, I know you do too. I'll talk to you guys later. Andy, have a good evening. Thanks for coming in here. Patrick, 73, and we'll probably talk to you tomorrow sometime. N4ZLK.
Shane, and yeah, Andy, I'm going to have to go too so I can get ready because 5 o'clock will come off for early in the morning. But good to talk to you, and like I said, I got that information wrote down. Just haven't got to it yet. But appreciate you coming in here tonight and rag-chewing with us a little bit. KO4H kicks, and I'll be clear on your final, Andy.
I have the radio here scanning and heard y'all come on the repeater here. Like I said, I think once you get take time over time to get into it. Y'all will love that site as much as I do. Okay, what else you got?